Over the past week, emergency responders reported 191 suspected opioid overdoses in Arizona and 15 deaths. Those numbers come from the first data set released under an executive order signed by Governor Ducey earlier this month. With me to talk about the numbers and what they mean is Dr. Kara Chris, director of the State Department of Health Services. Dr. Chris, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let me first off just sort of get your reaction to those numbers, 191 suspected overdoses, 15 deaths.
You know, a lot of people have been asking us if that's higher than we anticipated. And the numbers do seem striking since it's over 200. But this is the first time Arizona has ever had real-time opioid death and overdose data. So over the next few weeks, we'll be getting a better idea if that's what's to expect. We don't know if we have all reporters in or even if these are all truly opioid deaths, but we're going to be looking into it.
Yeah, I was curious about the actual reporting because my understanding is this is just what emergency responders are reporting, which probably does not necessarily include all potential overdoses or maybe not even all the deaths.
So we're getting reports from a variety of different responders, and we know that we don't have everybody just yet, but it's EMS, so emergency medical service personnel, it's healthcare providers, healthcare institutions, and law enforcement.
And so how confident are you that this is a really reflective picture, I guess, of what is going on here?
Well, we don't know that we have all responders yet, and we expect it to get better within the next couple of weeks. This is the best picture we've had. So we're very excited to have this data, and we're going to be doing more with the data as we get it.
So could this be the kind of situation where the numbers maybe go up in the coming weeks as a result, maybe not necessarily of more incidents, but of maybe more and better reporting?
Absolutely. So we may see the numbers go up as we get more reports, as more people are aware of it. You know, currently we use death certificate data and hospital discharge data, which can lag 6 to 18 months behind. So as people are hearing about the emergency, they're more prone to report. And we did cast wide. We're asking, even if you're not sure if it's a suspected overdose, please let us know and we can help figure it out.
What does your department rather plan to do with this data? Like, what's the significance of having it other than sort of knowing maybe what's going on?
So this is normal standard public health practice for what we do with any outbreak or epidemic. So as we hear about a disease, and this is a chronic illness, we start to identify communities that are impacted, if there are high risk demographics or areas. And then what we look at is to identify where can we put our limited resources to best help improve the outcomes. So if we see that there are communities where there's a lot of overdoses and deaths, but maybe not that antidote or the drug reversal naloxone being administered, we may work with people in the community and law enforcement to make sure that they're carrying naloxone so that overdoses can be reversed.
At what point do you think that you will be able to use this data to take some of those actions and make some of those interventions?
We're hoping within the next month that we'll be able to get better data to be able to get into it and identify some of those opportunities.
Do you have a sense yet, even maybe before you got these numbers or maybe as a result of these numbers, of what some of your first steps might be that you haven't yet taken?
You know, we're doing a lot of other things in response to the numbers. So we are looking at what all other 50 states are doing in regards to regulation and rules. We know that educating the public about the importance of utilizing, you know, opioid or painkillers very carefully because they're dangerous and highly addictive. Educating providers on responsible and appropriate prescribing practices, getting naloxone out into the community and into law enforcement and first responders' hands. All of those things are going to help. And then based on the data and what we find in our nationwide scan, we're going to be providing the governor with recommendations on how to curb the epidemic moving forward.
Maybe some things to bring up at the next legislative session?
Yes, yes.
All right. Dr. Kara Chris is director of the State Department of Health Services. Dr. Chris, thanks as always. Good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. Thank you.